Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm so glad to be back with you. We have had a wonderful time at Christians United for Israel in Washington, D.C. And I don't know how many of you read my blog, but I just came back so encouraged. You know, you have my book, some of you have my book, but at least you've heard me talk about how the Bible tells us that, first of all, he exhorts us to pray for all men. And how do you pray for all men? You pray for those who are in authority over them, that the governments will be in such a way that the people can live a quiet and peaceable life, which gives itself to a man being born again and the propagation of the gospel. We're thankful that the United States of America has been so used by God to propagate the gospel, to send missionaries. And so I want to tell you that what we witnessed in Washington, D.C., Christians United for Israel, thrilled my heart. And what it said to me, number one, is the prayers are working. We are praying for those in authority. We pray for the president, the vice president. We pray for the State Department. Shelley and I were talking about it. And we used to go to stay at Bobby Romas' prayer house in Washington, D.C., and that's in the diplomatic area. We would go to that state house. The state house was a mess. It was a bureaucratic mess that was very anti-Israel. And we would pray, and it seemed like, oh, my goodness, can this ever change? We heard our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who is a very dedicated Christian, stand up and give his witness for the Lord and his witness for what's happening in this country. Also in our State Department now, we heard from John Bolton. John Bolton, who is has to do with the defense and the things that have to do foreign policy. Those two men in the State Department. And then he wasn't there to speak to us. John Bolton was. But we did not hear from Sam Brownback, but he's also there. That State Department, which was seemingly the hardest thing to penetrate, we heard from its top leaders who are very pro the Lord and pro Israel. You can hear them. You can hear their speeches to us. They're posted on YouTube right now. We heard from Mike Pompeo. We heard from John Bolton. And we heard from, we were spoken to by Mike Pence. We were spoken to by the Vice President of the United States of America. How blessed we are to have them. How blessed we are to have the president. We did not hear from the president, but we heard from the highest offices in the land who spoke to us. We heard, they came in, they spoke. We had 5,000 people there, and they were all rather awed, I think, when they saw the support that they have from the evangelical Christians. I wanted to read to you a scripture. This is, of course, our very familiar Genesis 12:3. And Genesis 12:3, of course, you know that it says, those that bless Israel, he will bless, and those that curse him will be cursed. But I wanted you to understand how it really reads in the Hebrew. This is from the Arts Girls translation from the Hebrew. Hashem, and of course, they don't use the name of Jehovah, but that's the Jehovah name, said to Abram, go for yourself. Now, we say, go ye. That's what the King James says. But it's very specific in the Hebrew. Who's going to do the blessing? What's the blessing going to be about? For instance, go for yourself. It's good for you. It's going to bless you, Abraham, that you go from your land and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you, I will curse. And all the families of the earth shall bless themselves by you. Now, our King James Bible and other translations into the English say, will be blessed. All the families will be blessed by you. But the action in the Hebrew is very specifically on the families of the earth, the nations of the earth. All the nations of the earth shall bless themselves by you. In other words, God set this Genesis 12:3 in the Bible. The nations have a choice. They can bless themselves by blessing you. Now, if you curse them, he's going to curse you. But the blessing of the nation is in the hands of the nation. In other words, Canada is going to bless itself by blessing Israel. United States of America is going to bless itself by blessing Israel. Now, another point when I was studying this scripture this morning and getting it for you right out of the Hebrew translation, there was a note. They were going into Canaan land. In Canaan land, there were several nations. I think it's seven that are mentioned in, it's six or seven that are mentioned there in Genesis 15. But, listen to this. It says, all the families of the earth shall bless themselves by you. And this was the note. Not only the nations of the Canaanites will bless themselves by blessing Abram and the nation of Israel, but all the families of the earth will do so. That's what God does. He reaches out in prophecy. There'll be a fulfillment, and then there'll be a fulfillment. All the families of the earth, right up till this very day when you and I live, when there is a United States, when there is a Canada, it's up to them. And I was so encouraged. Did you read my blog? I was so encouraged because we're blessing them. The leaders of our nation are blessing them, standing up and saying they're blessing them, thereby bringing blessings on America. And I put in my blog, we have to keep this going. We've got a window of opportunity. We have a window of opportunity here where the United States of America can know blessings. Economically, we're knowing them. Because why? We're blessing ourselves by blessing them. And Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, all the leaders of Israel. We had Israelis speak to us. Benjamin Netanyahu had a back and forth because of today's technology. It was live. And he and John Hagee spoke back and forth to each other. Everybody says there's never been an administration who has blessed Israel like this administration. 30 months, and they named one after the other, moving the embassy, recognizing the Golan, getting out of UNRWA in the United Nations, bringing forth a Taylor Force Act, which doesn't let people be paid for killing. It's amazing they named one after the other, after the other, after the other, that this administration has brought about. Now, back to the window. We have a window. And what is pouring out of that window? Blessings. Remember how it says, I will open the windows of heaven? The windows of heaven are open to us in blessing right now. Now we've got to keep it. And I saw, folks, how powerful your prayers are. How powerful this nation at prayer is. How powerful that we've obeyed God and prayed, first of all, for those who are in authority. I talked to Diana Hagee and John Hagee about that a magnificent place that Christians United for Israel is, and I know that many of you are in it. And I spoke there with Lynn Hammond and Cheryl Morrison on the first day. We had a great session of prayer. And I was moved, my last time I spoke, to speak on authority of the believer. You know what we're seeing in all this uprising? We're seeing Satan. He absolutely hates this. He absolutely cannot stand it that your prayers are working and that this nation is blessing itself of Israel. That's what all the deal is with the hatred, with the division. And we had people who were coming out against us. We had those, you know, marching in the streets. We had those who tried to get in the building, but they did not much succeed. We had, I think, four little times when someone came into the, did get past all the security. Because we had such high-level speakers, all the security was turned over to the Secret Service. So not very many got in, but we were instructed by John Hagee. He said, this worked at my church in San Antonio. It'll work here. Because when they shout out something, I've been in a couple of times, the Kavanaugh vote, I was in the Senate gallery, and then I've been here. And what they do is they shout out. And whatever they shout out, this little person that they've gotten in, they want the press to pick it up. We had 125 press people from different press places of the press, 125. So they want their little statement to get, they know they're going to get hauled out, but they want their little statement to be picked up by the media. Well, John Hagee told us, whenever they do that, you shout, Israel lives, Israel lives, Israel lives. And I'm telling you, you couldn't hear a word they said before they were hauled out. But there was a bigger move, tried to get in from outside. And I'm telling you, that bloodline and that working down through the Secret Service, they were not able to get in, not able to stop anything. And that's it. The Bible never mentions that we'll be overcome by the devil, but it says you are to be overcomers, and that's what you are. And when you've prayed, and we have such people in office, I've watched it. I was one of the first ones that John Hagee called, one of the 400, and asked to come there 14 years ago to San Antonio. And he told me on the phone, he said, you might expect the biggest fight you've ever seen over this deal that he's going to offer to do, you know, Christians United for Israel. But there was no fight. 400 hands went up. They all joined. And you know what, folks? Diane Hagee brings it up all the time. It's unity. We are Christians united for Israel. And I watched it grow. Since when we reached 6 million members, just exponentially it moved up to 7 million. I'm telling you, people are asking the Hagees now if they can speak. We had senators, Cruz, Rubio, we had my own Senator Roy Blunt. We had lots of folks who spoke with us, all pronouncing that they are pro-Israel. I wish you would go on the line and watch some of them. You'd just be amazed at what these people said, and the Israelis, to the soldiers, to every one of them, said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I saw what a force the hand of God has made Christians United for Israel. It couldn't have happened without him. I forgot where that funny place that John Hagee's from, just as a boy. It's in Texas, like Toad Strangler. I don't know. It's a really funny place. And Diana, too. And then all of us, we have such a humble beginnings. But I was praying the other day, and the Lord showed me about CUFI. They have power, and they have it because they're humble. And humility, one of its main definitions is you humble yourself to the word of God. You don't have to have your own thoughts. You humble your thoughts to his, your opinions to his opinions, what's written in the word. And then what he says to your heart. And I've watched the Hagees do that. And I'm telling you, it's just amazing to see what has happened. Now, the last day, about 50 of us went to the White House of the leaders of CUFI. The other speeches are online, and you can hear them, every one. But in the White House, after our tour, we were taken to the executive office building where really the administration business goes on. And there we were first addressed by a woman named Victoria Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S. Amazing woman. She's written a couple of books, David Sling. Her degree is in art history, and she has written books that tie art and government, and what an amazing person. I've forgotten whether she said she'd been 8 times in the last 2 months. She was in Bahrain. She's a top advisor to the president, and she shared things with us. They shared things with us. And then at the very end, in walks Jared Kushner. It was a small room. And just a small group of people. He actually, on the way out, he turned and shook Shelley's hand, my daughter's, as he walked out the door. But he really shared with us. One thing I came away with was, I didn't know if those who are talking about offering a peace plan, I didn't know if they knew who are the bad guys in the area, who are the good guys, who can we talk to, who can we not talk to. But I'm telling you, folks, I came away knowing they know. I don't know what they're going to offer in the peace plan. He didn't tell us. And I'm quite sure they know that it's not going to be accepted. So they may offer things that we think shouldn't be offered. But I can tell you one thing. They know. And I'm sure it's because, you know that prayer in Ephesians? You can pray that prayer that God would reveal things to others. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. May the eyes of, here's an example, President Donald John Trump be opened to the blessing, how we can bless ourselves by blessing Israel. And so I know that our prayers have caused their eyes to be opened, and then, you know, feet to the prayers. The working of the hand of God is on CUFI, and we trust the hand. And I know the hand of God's on us. I know the blessings that we know here at this ministry are because, many of them, because we blessed Israel. Now, thinking of those things that I've told you, we've been here in the Ozarks. We're praying about an awakening. Jeannie Wilkerson was a woman that prophesied to Brother Hagin more than any other person. If he saw her in the audience, he'd call her up. Now, she came here to Harrison, Arkansas in 1982, and she prophesied 3 days. She spoke 3 days, and she prophesied 3 days. Some of it was about the Ozarks area and about what's going to happen here. But one of the days, she spoke about the United States of America. And you said, well, that's 1982. In God's mind, 1,000 years is as a day, and a day 1,000 years. 42 years of earth time is what an hour is. And so it hasn't been that long ago as God sees time. And think of the prophecies of Isaiah. They've not all come to pass yet. So they had to speak these great prophets had to speak these things before they left. And they have known fulfillments, and now they are knowing fulfillments. And we're going to have an awakening here. We are having it. I believe that what I saw in America, what I saw in Washington, D.C., was an awakening. Now listen to you to this. From her prophecy in 1982, if the United States of America knew the Word of God and God's direction that He has laid down as clearly as can be to the mind that is spiritual, they would not have to spend billions for defense. It's because the wisdom of men is not sufficient. Man by wisdom knows not. There is only one mind that is sufficient to keep this universe and the governments of this world operating in perfect harmony and order, and that's the government of God. If they would listen to what the Spirit is saying in this hour. And then she goes into this amazing prophecy. Please listen. There are going to rise voices that are going to stand in Washington, D.C., and proclaim the Word of God in truth and clarity. And the heads of government are to listen. They are going to listen as never before, for America has had her back to the wall. Her mind is stymied. Her conferences are walking out without solutions to problems. She is finding that she is in a blackout. She does not have the answers. The light is not there. She walks in darkness, the mind unenlightened by the power of the living God. The mind that set this universe in its beginnings, that keeps it in perfect order, and is moving according to the word of the living God, is going to be heard more and more in this hour. They will call for it in the secret chamber first, before they dare do it openly. They will call for men of the cloth, who have the prophetic touch upon their lives, to stand and tell them some answers to some problems in this hour, saith the Spirit of the living God. I saw that. It's happening now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for this to continue. We lift up our leaders, as you have told us, first of all,
to lift up those in authority. We've been doing it, Lord. Still not to the degree that we must. But, oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for leading us and guiding us. And that when we did pray, you anointed us to pray. You've anointed us to pray, first of all, for those who are in authority. We pray for Donald John Trump, our president. We pray for his protection, Lord, the evil one. Deliver him from evil, we pray. Cover him with the blood, the protective blood, this very day of our Savior, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We draw a bloodline around him, around his modes of transportation, Marine One helicopter, cars, limos, airplane. Father, in the name above all names, we lift up that White House where we stood. We lift up all the places where he lives and where he goes to play with his grandchildren. We draw the bloodline around him. Isonaka nambrehesito. Protect and direct. Thank you for every thought you've placed within him. Thank you for every person, for his calling, every person of the cloth. And we lift up those persons. We lift up those who are on his council, Lord. We lift up Paula White. We lift up Pastor Mark Burns. We lift up all of those, Father, that he looks to for spiritual counsel. We lift up the Hagees. We lift up Gary Bauer. We lift up all of those, Holy Father, all of those, Holy Father, who have his ear. Oh, Lord, none of them have the answers without you. We pray for them so that they will have the correct answers to give him. Dearest Father, we do pray, Simarotonia, for this country. The horrid division. Those that would lift up their voices for impeachment. Dear Father, we ask for the removal of those voices from office. We ask for, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we ask for a silencing in, we do not mean in any way bodily harm to them, Father, but that their voices will not have place. That they will not divide our country. We know who's behind it. It's the enemy. And each one of us taking authority in the places where we live, not to let him operate, in the name above all names. And Vice President Pence and Mike Pompeo and the State Department, all who are under him, the judiciary, Lord, we lift up the judges. We're so thankful. We're so thankful. Oh, Silimarande Hishato Mekalabaranda. We were told in our Roy Blunt's office how many of the judges, federal judges, Donald John Trump has replaced. And these are lifetime appointments. How I'll say, Makara, may that continue, Lord. May we thank you for the righteous judges that you've given us, and we ask for more in the name above all names. We ask for more judges who will sebro nishana makambra kaladonia hivratashka, who will istonamoranta namakahashana maka, seek the wisdom of God and judge with the wisdom of God. Ilibriswano he depart. Father, the legislative, the senators, the istidi makarama sobre tidi kalambra, the representatives, and Father, down to our states, our governors, our senators, istidi makara. Here we have in this state two senators who love Israel, who know to bless Israel, Roy Blunt and Josh Hawley. Sili bratoshke meletinyo no kovrata hasham brastia. And Father, we lift up our city governments and eshamaroti jendobora makalakalanda, the local ivrano nombra hasatapari de la motonda, our state legislatives. Oh, Father, we're so thankful to you. 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 You said to pray for them with thanksgiving. And my heart overflows with thanksgiving for the things I've seen. And may it continue, Lord. May it continue in the name above all names. Bless the name of Jesus. Folks, we're going to have here this Sunday. We're looking for miracles and healings. And at 3 o'clock Sunday, we're having an evangelist. Actually, Josh Radford is from England initially. He's now a United States citizen. His wife went with us to Israel. And he's a fiery preacher and believes God for miracles, signs, and wonders. And then, of course, the Lord told Gary Wood, our brother who went to heaven and came back, that there'd be three signs given in the earth before Jesus' coming. And one of them is the spirit of prayer. Oh, dear Father, are we ever seeing it? We saw the result of that in Washington, D.C. Another was restoration. Restoration among brethren. I've seen that. And Father, oh Father, the third sign he gave, said we would see, is an outpouring of miracles. And Father, in the name of the Lord, we respectfully ask you this Sunday afternoon. I wish and I pray that miracles happen all over in every service on Sunday, every place. But we do lift up the one that we're led to have that Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time. And Father, we'll be worshiping you and we'll be looking to heaven for you to manifest yourself, just as I've seen you manifest yourself in these blessings in government. I'm going to look for you to manifest yourself Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. I'm going to look to you for miracles. And Father, I pray the people, your people, will be looking to you for healing and miracles and receive what God has for them to give, has to give to them. That's what we're going to look for, Lord. And that's what we'll see. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being in on this call. I tuned in. I came on the call at 15 till, and we just had a few on there, and we just had a good time chatting before all of you started really coming on about 10 till. But I want to thank you so much for being here. And I talked a long time today because I had a lot to share. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that your prayers are counting. Sometimes I sit here in my prayer chair and I'll lift up the leaders and I think, Lord, I know there's thousands of others. I trust hundreds of thousands of others who are lifting up our leaders. And I'm joined by them and we're coming to heaven. Our prayers go to heaven. You say if we pray anything according to your will, you hear us. And if you hear us, we have the petitions we ask of you. So that's what we've been doing. We've been praying according to 1 Timothy 2:1 for the leaders. And with my very eyes, I've seen what you've done. I want to praise you. I want to thank you. I want to give you glory, both now and evermore. For the privilege of prayer, the responsibility of prayer, and for your answering prayer. I love you, Lord. I love you, love you, love you. And I know that everyone on this line loves you. And I trust you for manifestation of blessings in their lives today, individually, because they have blessed themselves by blessing and loving Israel. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And thank you, everyone. And some of you we'll see again at noon. Others have a blessed day wherever you go. Shalom, shalom.